We want to thank you for joining us here at our Queen's Ministry Sunday morning Bible study, where we have a wonderful time of sharing God's Word. Though we're doing it in a virtual setting, we're still able to enjoy the study of God's Word together as a family. And so we're thankful that this opportunity for you to join with us is made available, and we pray that you are blessed by the study of God's Word as we are. We're continuing our study on today of attitude of gratitude and going on with cultivating this mindset of being thankful. Let us pray. Father, we come this morning today to give you thanks and praise, O Lord God, as we have joined here with one another. We're praying, God, that you will touch hearts, touch minds, and that you will open our hearts and minds to receive just what you have for us. We thank you now for what you have done. And we, O Lord God, thank you for the opportunity to join with one another in the study of your word. We know, Lord God, in our midst that there are those that are suffering and that those that are going through. And so we want to pause ever so briefly, God, and to give a moment of asking you, God, to comfort and give peace to the families that are suffering, whether illness, sickness, or bereavement. And so we lift up today, God, the Mercer family in their hour of need. And we ask that you would touch them. We're lifting up those on our prayer list. We're even lifting up those that we can't call by name, those that may join later. We ask that you would extend your grace and mercy upon their lives right now in Jesus' name. We know, God, you can do it. There is no distance in time, God. And so, God, even if they pick up on this message at a much later date, God, you still can be relevant. You can still be a right now God with a right now blessing. So bless right now, we pray. Others that may be going through, God, we ask that you would touch them. We even lift up today, God, Deaconess Carol Smith and our sister Sylvia McCarroll. Oh, God, remember Brother Austin, Father, is our prayer. Touch hearts, touch minds right now, God. Oh, God, we know you can do great and mighty things in our lives, and for this we are glad. Now, again, come on into our setting of study. Bless us, Lord God, and help us to receive a word from you, and help us to put into practice those things that will help us to be grateful and thankful people. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Saints, I'm so thankful today for this chance to study God's word with you. And as we had talked last week on having an attitude of gratitude, learning to be thankful. As Bishop pointed out, we don't need a day designated for us to have a mindset of thankfulness. It should be a continual, ongoing practice in our lives. Amen. Our scripture verse, Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful." That is a requisite. That is a command, though it were, for us to have an attitude of thankfulness. Paul is encouraging the church there to be thankful, and thus he is saying to us as believers, be thankful. Bishop pointed out we may be going through, but there is something, and we see that in Scripture. The Word of God teaches that there is something we can find in our going through that can cause us to say, thank you, Lord. Not for the situation, the circumstance, the problem, but in the situation, in the circumstance, in the problem, there is something we can say, thank you, Lord. Remember, being grateful or having a heart of thanksgiving is one where we allow ourselves to, one, affirm, and two, acknowledge the blessings in our life. We affirm that we've been blessed with gifts and blessings and benefits, and then we acknowledge that those gifts and benefits and blessings didn't come from us, that they came from outside of our own doing. And so that's where we become grateful and thankful, when we look and see what others and what God has done in our lives, we ought to be able to say, thank you, God. And so gratitude is an important emotional development in our lives. And we went through earlier in our lesson practices and activities that we can put into place to help us to develop this attitude of gratitude. One, we need to be thankful in our actions. Amen. Praise God. We need to be able to look around and see what is going on in our lives, and then see the hand of God in our lives, and make a determination beforehand to have an attitude of gratitude to God for our life, no matter where we find our life to be. Amen. So we learn how to be thankful, giving thanks in what we say or what we do. That's a good place to start our attitude of gratitude. Amen. And then we talked about two, being thankful by remembering. You all heard this many, many times, oftentimes in your upbringing in the church. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, that's right. When you develop that mindset of looking back over your life and seeing God's blessings in your life, and when you begin to count your many blessings, you begin to remember the goodness of the Lord, you can't help but to be thankful. There's many things that we can be thankful for, and many ways we can remember to be thankful. And it could be something as simple as picking up our Bible and using a Bible verse that we have become accustomed to and drawn to and has been a blessing to us that can help us to remember God's goodness. It can be talking to family and friends. It can refresh in our memory with songs of praise, songs of worship. Listen to what the songstress sang today. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Isn't that a moment of reminding us that God's unchanging hand will help us through our situation, and for that we can be thankful. Amen. And again, we can just remember to count our many blessings, because we certainly are blessed people. Praise God. And then another practice we want to learn to put in place is to be thankful in everything. Again, it goes back to our teaching we heard today from our pastor, that though we may be going through some situations, in that situations we still can give thanks. And so 1 Thessalonians 5:18 directs us to make this choice of giving thanks in all circumstances. Why? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now let me underline and stress and emphasize to us all, I'm not saying to give thanks for everything. Hallelujah. No, I'm saying to give thanks in everything. That's what we have learned as children of God to do. And so I want to also point out, in being thankful in everything, that it is a decision or a choice that we have to make. The Bible doesn't say you may feel like doing it. The Bible doesn't say or command us to feel thankful in our situation, but it commands us or directs us and asks us to be thankful in the situation by making that choice to have thankfulness in our hearts. So as we begin to praise God sometimes when we don't feel like it, you know what happens. That's right. You begin to feel a shaking off of whatever it is that's trying to hold you down and control you. You begin to feel some freedom in your mindset. So go ahead and praise God. That's right. Even when you don't feel like it, that's the best time to lift up your hands and tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. So then we land here on item number 4, being thankful for who he is. Who is the he here? He is God. God all by himself. Hallelujah. He don't need nobody else. Praise God. When we can get to the place where we can praise God for who he is and thank him for what he's done, our perspective of him grows larger and our problems can grow smaller. Wow. Ah, praise God. I want to say that one more again, just so you can underline it and you can write it down. You can highlight it. If you want to write it again, do so. But as we learn to praise God for who he is and thank him for what he's done, our perspective of him grows larger and our problems grow smaller. Can anybody say amen? Praise God. As a result, we can experience a deeper sense of intimacy with God. As the emotional gap between what you know to be true and how you feel at the moment begin to shrink, begin to close, begin to push away the negativity, begin to push away the depression, begin to push away the feeling of a loss, or feeling of this being abandoned, whatever you're going through, that you're in it by yourself. When you begin to see the goodness of God and begin to see the mercy of God and the grace of God, you become thankful, and your problem don't seem as large as it once did. Now listen, I want to take a moment right now and say I am not making light of health issues that deal with our mental facilities. I am not making light of the fact that some people have a medical need to seek medical attention for their depressed state. Do that. There is no shame in our game. If we need help from medical professionals to help us overcome our medical condition of depression, but I'm saying to us that sometimes when we feel blue or we feel low, then when we begin to praise God, we can be lifted up out of our low moments and our low periods. And even if you are stressing over any situation, begin to give God thanks and praise, and you'll see a difference going on in your life. Amen. Praise God. So having an attitude of gratitude begins with our acknowledgement of the goodness of God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For he is good. Let me say that one more again. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. As we look again, Bishop's message today ties so well with our study time here, but we go again to the book of Psalms, where we see in the book of Psalms there were times where the writers felt low, where the writers felt despondent, where the writers felt sad, and to the point where they were lamenting or crying out in their anguish. But lo and behold, before many times that psalm is ended, midway through, they begin to have a change of heart. Why? It goes right back to what we just said. When you begin to praise God and thank him and see him working on your behalf, something begins to shake and move in you, and you can't help but to begin to praise him and to thank him. Yeah, in the book of Psalm, again, the hymn book of the Hebrew worship experience, and we too included in our own worship time here in modern church time, we see in the book of Psalms, many of the Psalms written by the author David, King David, he would begin to complain about his circumstances. He would begin to say, Lord, look what they're doing to me. Lord, look where I'm at. Look what they have caused to happen in my life. Amen. But the more often that we see in his writing, more often than not, we begin to see about midway that David begins to praise God for who he is and begin to thank God for what he has done. And again, we see in some of these psalms, and we're not going to go through them, but if you have a moment of time where you can sit down and read these particular psalms I'm going to give you right now, read them, and you'll see where David begins to remember to thank God, even though he's going through, he remembers he has a change just that fast, a turning around of his situation in mindset. Hallelujah. He hadn't already seen the Lord work it out, but he knew God from past experience. Glory. That God was going to work it out on his behalf. Take a few moments and read Psalms 42. Take a few moments and read Psalms 57. Take a few moments and read Psalm 62. And see in those particular psalms where David begins to thank God. He stops what he's doing, lamenting and crying out in agony and crying out for help, and begin to praise God. He sees as his problems begin to shrink, his perspective of God begins to grow. I just flipped that on you. I know I said it the other way before, but I just flipped that. As his problems begin to shrink, his perspective of God begins to grow. Hallelujah. Somebody, anybody, everybody ought to just give God some praise right where you are. Open up your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. And he begins to see God's glory shining through his situation. Why? Because he didn't wait until the battle was over to praise God. No, he began to praise God in his situation while God was working it out on his behalf, even before God had completed. David said, you know what? I'm going to thank God. Why? Because the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. I'm not going to wait till God finishes it for me. I'm going to praise him beforehand. Remember, we talked about that earlier, that we can begin to have an attitude of giving God thanks, hallelujah, before God begins to work in our lives. The Bible encourages us to do that, because the Bible repeatedly, again, going back to what our pastor said earlier, the Bible repeatedly tells us, especially in the book of Psalms, that the Lord is good and he's worthy of our praise, that the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen, somebody. So there is always reason to praise the Lord. There's always reasons to have an attitude of gratitude, to cultivate that mindset of thankfulness. There's always reasons to give God praise. Why? Because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. So again, using as an example of someone having the mindset that has been taught to praise God, we see David as a great example, that he had a grateful heart, that he had an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude, saints, changes the outlook in which we see our circumstances. Yes, gratitude changes the outlook in which we see our circumstances. No longer do they look dark and gloomy. No longer do they look closed and forbidden. No longer do they look like hopeless cases. No longer do they look like dead situation. Oh, I'm about to shut up in here, y'all. Why? Because when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done and all that he can do, oh, come on here, somebody. We shout out hallelujah because we have a heart of gratitude, learning, like 1 Thessalonians says, that in everything to give thanks. And also learning that the Lord is good and he's worthy of our praise. So thanksgiving, being thankful, changes our perspective. Despite our broken dreams, despite our broken relationships, despite our chaotic circumstances and unfulfilled longings, thanksgiving can help us, glory to God, be thankful for where we find ourselves and where God has made provision for us to go. I am thankful today that when we look to the Lord, hallelujah, we can develop this attitude of gratitude. That's right, when we look to him to be the author and the finisher of our faith, to be the one that undergirds our living, we can have thankfulness in our heart. Remember, let's go back to our definition of gratitude. It's to be thankful, it's to be grateful, it is to be humble by the acknowledgement and the affirmation that you receive blessings that didn't come from yourself. And who is the source of our blessing? That's right, God is. Won't you say that to yourself right now, wherever you are? Say, God is the source of my blessing. Amen. And if we look to him, hallelujah, the psalmist said it this way, I'll look to the hills from which cometh my help. Oh, my help cometh from the Lord. Well, then I can't help but to praise him. Amen. Listen, when we stop complaining and grumbling, oh my God, and begin speaking God's love language of gratitude, our perspective will change as well. That's right. Yeah, listen, the next time you are going through what's the words that are coming out of your mouth, or you're saying words that are making the situation look even more doom and gloomy, or you're saying things where you're going to lift up your outlook so that you can see that things can be worked out, maybe not in the way you want them to be worked out, and maybe not even in your time frame, but they can be when you trust God Ask him to help you to work it out. What's coming out of your mouth? Are you a grumbler? Are you a complainer when things go crazy? Listen, I know, we all do it. I'm not trying to say we all are perfect. We all do it. That's right. Sometimes we have to catch ourselves. But when we learn how to become more thankful, we should be doing it less. That's what I'm talking about. When we learn how to be grateful and thankful, we should be doing less complaining and less grumbling. Amen. So the next time you want to grumble and complain, let maybe one or two slip out before you catch yourself and say, hey, what am I doing here? Let me help myself here and help my outlook and begin to thank God. I can thank him for a simple thing like waking me up in the morning. I can thank him for a simple thing like I got teeth to eat the food. Glory to God that God has provided for me. I can thank him for the simple thing, glory to God, that I may not have the Mercedes-Benz that I want, but I got a car that'll get me from A, B, and C without a problem. We can find thankfulness in our situation, and our heart of gratitude can change our outlook. If we trust in the Lord and believe that he will bring those things to pass. Let me say that one more again. Having a heart of gratitude can help change our outlook and change our mindset. When we have an attitude of gratitude, we can thank God even in the midst of our situation. That's right. Yeah, when we have an attitude of gratitude, we can thank God in the midst of our situation. So listen, stop grumbling and complaining. Stop thinking you are the only one going through. You're not, saints. We all have things that we're going through in our lives. That's why it's good to sometimes reach out to friends and family who can help you and support you in your time of going through. Because they may be a testimony that you just need to hear. Amen? They may be able to testify of God's goodness, testify of his greatness, testify of his mighty acts in our lives. And that's what you need right then and there to help lift you up. So don't go along. That's what the enemy wants. He wants you up in a corner by yourself suffering. No, find somebody to help you put on a praise party and not a pity party. Come on here. That's right. Let's begin to thank God for his goodness. I'm coming down to the close of our lesson, and I pray that you receive something that has been a blessing to you, that will set your heart afire, that it will be lifted up, and that you have another outlook on how to be thankful and grateful. Amen. I put in our lesson some gratitude quotes. I want to read a couple of them for you today, and I put them there as a reference, because again, when we see that others have the mindset of gratitude, the mindset of thankfulness, it is helpful for us to see that it can be done. Amen. That's right. That's why we encourage one another. That's why we testify of his goodness. That's why we tell of the great things that God has done. Why? So we can bless somebody else. Remember, they say so many times, your testimony may be for somebody else's blessing, that you're going through may be to lift someone else up. Here's one of our gratitude quotes. It says, you simply will not be the same person 2 months from now after consciously giving thanks each day for the abundance that exists in your life. Listen, I'm saying abundance. If we just begin to count our blessings, we'll run out of fingers, we'll run out of toes, we'll run out of items to use to count the many blessings. Yet we don't realize it sometimes, but we got abundance. Many of us go to our closet, we got much more in there than we actually need. We got stuff that we haven't seen in months and years, and it's sitting in the closet, and we act like, hallelujah, we can't be thankful. But when we think about God's blessings, we are in the abundant phase of him blessing us. Amen. and you will have set in motion an ancient spiritual law. Get this, that the more you have and are grateful for, the more will be given to you. That's right. When we learn how to be thankful for the little things, God will release even greater and more things in our lives. Listen to another one. Gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgiving days. It can turn routine jobs into joy and change ordinary opportunities into blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Gratitude can do a whole lot right there. When you're thankful, little mundane tasks will seem like great opportunities for you to be a blessing in somebody's life. Listen, I just read, and it's a little bit of a sad note to this, but I just read about a man who, after his retirement, he didn't sit home and wasted the time of just saying, what should I do? He got active. After a few days home or a few weeks home, he looked for a way to volunteer, and he went to the hospital and said, I want to do something here, and they placed him in a unit of neonatal care, those babies that are going through, babies that are sick from the beginning of birth. And he went through the training and the discipline and became what they call the grandpa of neonatal unit. And to let you know that he has passed. The news came within the last several days that he has passed away, but he left a legacy of love to those little babies. They said there was never a baby that he placed in his arms that would find himself crying. So he took an opportunity, little tasks like that, just going and offering love in the hospital to little babies that needed it because their parents, for whatever the reason, couldn't be there. Offering love made it into a great event, a great opportunity that people are still talking about him. When he passed, they had a big parade go past his house just to show his family how thankful, how grateful they were for his kindness and his love. Listen, we too can do little things, and God can turn them into great things. Here's another quote. We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude. Are you overlooking something God has blessed you with because you think it's so small and shouldn't even be thought about? That's right. That little thing might be the very thing that can turn around your whole situation when you begin to thank God for that little thing. What am I talking about? Well, it could just be something as small as, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, that you have an opportunity to get to work. You might be grumbling and complaining because you don't have a car, but every morning you get to work. You get to work on time. Every morning you get to work. You get there safely. Every morning you get to work. You get there where you can do and be paid for your doing, and yet you're grumbling and complaining because you don't have a car. Turn that situation around and begin to thank God for that same little thing, like him getting you to work every day on time without any harm, without any danger, and begin to thank God for that and see if God won't turn that situation around for you. Don't overlook all your blessings. Don't overlook even the little ones, because God can turn those little ones into great things. Here's one more. Can you see the holiness in those things that you take for granted? Something as simple as a paved road or a washing machine. Oh my God, it may seem like simple little things, but this particular writer, the Rabbi Harold Kushner, says, can you see the holiness in a simple washing machine? Yes, if you concentrate on finding what is good in every situation, you will discover that your life will suddenly be filled with gratitude, a feeling that nurtures the soul. Amen. I am so thankful we had this time to share, y'all. I'm excited. I'm going to stop while I can keep myself together, because I'm ready to put 2 feet to the floor and pick them up and put them down. Amen. Because God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. I leave you with this thought. Those that are listening to this recording at a later date, and even those that are right now studying with us together, think about this. In reality, most of us are thankful for, get this, very little. How sad. But think about this. In reality, most of us are thankful for very little. Saints, let us not be those that are thankful for very little. Let us begin to cultivate an attitude of gratitude so that we're not in that number. Amen. I know you can do it. Amen. And if we just take a moment each day of our lives and thank God, even for the little things, like He woke me up this morning, we are on the right path to an attitude of gratitude. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you is our prayer indeed. And we encourage you to continue to study God's word. Take a few moments, look over those scripture verses, go into the Bible, use the books of Psalms and Proverbs to help you have a heart of thanksgiving and love for God our Father, who is all deserving. Be blessed, stay safe, and may heaven again be with you is our prayer. God bless you all. Amen. Praise God.